Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call here at Harvard Risk Management Corporation. This morning is Monday, April 30th, 2018. My name is Mike Riches, hosting the call here from the Dallas, Texas area, and we are very, very pleased to be joined this morning by none other than our founder and CEO, Mr. Mark Riches, calling in from Cookeville, Tennessee, and we have our featured keynote speaker this morning, Mr. Adam Thompson, joining the call live. He's prepared a training, and I am just so excited. Every time Mr. Thompson trains, it is just a highlight of everything that we offer here at Harvard Risk Management, and so we're very excited to hear him. I know you're looking forward to hearing him. We do want to cover some quick, very important announcements, some things that we want you to be aware of. We've got a big day today, obviously, closing out the month of April. That's big for a lot of reasons, and we'll talk about that. Our founder, Mr. Mark Riches, is going to join us here in a minute to talk about some of the big reasons why you want to close the month of April out in a big way, make sure that everything is where you think it is and where it ought to be as far as production and points and contests and all of the great incentives that Legal Shield has thrown our way. We want to make sure that you're taking advantage of each of those. So we'll talk about that here in a minute. But just kind of looking forward this week, we do have our leadership call coming up this Thursday evening at 7 p.m. We want to make sure that you're plugged into that. And then Friday morning, we've got the first Friday of every month, we do our Employee Benefits Roundtable call. That's a really interesting. It's a very different call than all of the other conference calls and all of the other trainings that we do in that it's very interactive. We have some of our top producers that join that call. We have brand-new agents that join that call and everyone in between because everyone is welcome, and we don't have a set agenda for that call. What we do is we respond to questions. We respond to things that are brought up right there live on the call. It's probably my favorite call that we do just because of that, for that reason, that there's not an agenda. It's not planned, but whatever issues you might be facing or if you've met a challenge in employee benefit sales, chances are others have met that same challenge and have been able to overcome it and can share some advice on the best ways, best practices to be able to do that. So that is this Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time, so just literally 5 days from right now, and you'll call this same number that you're dialing in right now as well. I'm really looking forward to that. Again, it is the end of the month today, the end of April. We're going to be ushering in a new month of May tomorrow. To speak further about that and to give you a heads up on what I think is one of the coolest things that we've ever put up in the Harvard Risk Management back office, we do have our founder and CEO standing by, Mr. Mark Riches. Mark, thank you very much for joining the call this morning. Thank you for your leadership and all that you've done. And I know you've been instrumental in kind of directing some of these latest developments in the back office and guiding those efforts, and we'd love for you to take a minute and give our agents a heads up on what they can expect when they log in today.
Good morning, team. Good to be on the call, and while we are closing up an incredible month, I've got some exciting announcements for you as we close out the month of April. This is a project we've been working on for a little bit, thanks to Jim Tanner, who really recommended that we have a better visual for our agents to see where they stand as far as Performance Club. Let me just share with you real quick our goal. Our goal is to, hopefully by the end of the year, and I slap people for saying hopefully, but I want to really hit this. It's a big goal, though. We want to get to 1,000 Performance Club qualifiers, which means every person listening to this call has to be Performance Club qualifying every single month. It just is something I think with all the tools and resources and training and information that we have available to us as Harvard agents, we can expect every person to Performance Club qualify. We're committing a lot of additional training resources and time to develop the individual sales training, which focuses on prospecting, where to find people to sell a plan to. Of course, we've continued to develop our recruiting aspect, which generates PC points. But I'm excited that Thursday we rolled out a new PC view kind of a LegalShield stats view that shows up right when you log in. Of course, most of you have logged in and seen that. But it shows your performance club points right up front. And if the number's red, that's a problem because that means you're not at 180. So we're keeping this very simple. There's going to be some additional data you can access through the site. But right now we want you to look at that one number at the top. And if it's not 180, you've got till tonight at midnight to get it to 180. It'll stay red till it hits 180 and then it'll go green. We've got people, I looked at the report this morning of all the PC qualifiers. We have people at 2,000 points, 1,400 points, 1,200 points. So, you know, if people are doing 1,400 points, you can do 180. Everyone can do 180. It's $180 in revenue sold during the entire month of April. Now, some people waited till the very last day to really do it. That's okay. I'm going to give you a reason to do it today. Others just joined. They're just getting started with Harvard Risk Management, just completed their new agent training, and they say, hey, I'm ready to go. That's the first step. We got to get you Performance Club qualified in April. I'm going to talk about that in a moment. The second number that shows up is your membership retention. This is another important number to stay in the green. There's a yellow indicator there when it gets below 79. When it gets below 77, it turns red. Red's not good on membership retention. It means your rolling personal retention rate is more than 3 points away from the company's average. And, you know, the nice thing about rolling retention is you can fix it. It's not something that you have to wait 12 months to fix. I mean, just add more memberships and that'll fix that number. But I love how visual this is. And again, thanks to Jim Tanner and our entire IT group for really putting this together fast. But being able to see my retention rate right there, which is 92.3, I love being able to see that, and I love the fact that it's green. But if yours is not green, get with your support team, figure out how to get that number up. The third number that shows is your LegalShield Advantage. Now, we're having a little bit of technical issue on this one. It's simply the data that we're downloading from LegalShield is missing some associates on LegalShield Advantage. So sometimes it's going to show on yours inactive. We're working to change that so it says missing data or something. We'll get it fixed. LegalShield's working on it. There's nothing really we can do because we're relying on their data that being accurate. And it's not that it's inaccurate. It's just missing some of our associates. So they're fixing that. But in the meantime, it might say inactive. You just need to go on LegalShield's site and make sure you're active. That one's a little off there. Also, the data that we're getting from LegalShield's a little delayed, so you might not see exactly your points as of right now. It's not a live number. They just update these numbers once a day. And I noticed the data is a little outdated, but hopefully today at 10 o'clock they'll update that data again. On LS Engage, we'll download it and update all your numbers so you know where you are today and what you have to do before the end of the month. But I love having those points there. Next step is add the counters. Those will be added later this week. So you'll be able to go to a place on your site and see all your membership counters as well. I'm really excited that LegalShield's made this commitment to get us more information and so that we can take it and put it to you. I shared this little picture of our PC points, because if all those three indicators are green, you're going to get a check, and that's what we want. We want every person on this call getting checks every single month. We want you to get your Performance Club check every single month. We want you to go on those trips and incentive trips that they have as well. But if you have a red indicator, you need to fix that. There's something you can do to get that fixed today. But I shared this with the Platinum World Council. And I'll tell you, they were just, I knew I was kind of showing off a little bit of what we do, but I said, I just took the data, simplified it for our team, and this is what they see. And almost every one of the Platinum World Council members go, oh my gosh, that is great. Why can't we see it like that? I don't know. If you've been on LegalShield Engage, you can see it's a little confusing. I love simplicity. I appreciate, once again, our leadership team. And really each of you for your input and ideas. That's what makes us a great company is each one of you and your input. Okay, so you've got that information. Let me come back to that in just a moment, talk about PC qualifying in April. But let's talk about the next event real quick, Nashville, Tennessee. This is important because something about it happens today. So Nashville is September 13th through 16th. It features Mr. Grant Cardone. I'm sure every one of you, if you look under your events and recognition, it should say registered for Nashville, yes. If not, you need to click on that link. This is events and registration. It's on your main login page on the right, bottom right. Registered for Nashville, yes. If that says no, click on that link and register. If you log in and there's a huge banner that talks about Nashville, you're ignoring the banner. Click on the banner and get registered. It's $49 to get registered. You need to get that done. The seating is almost sold out, but more importantly, we're putting people in the best seats right now. We've got some really great seats to put people in. You're going to go to the overflow if you don't get your ticket today. So if you don't get reserved, you're going to be sitting in an overflow room, which is fine. You're still going to be in Nashville, but you're not going to be in the real main event. You're going to be in an overflow room simply because you procrastinated. So get your ticket today. Get registered. Now, let's talk about Nashville. Legal Shield this is the next incentive trip. Jamaica, we've got the sprint to Jamaica, which is ending today. I know people are running for that and getting their points in, and it's a drawing for 60 additional spots for the Jamaica trip. That's exciting, and that ends tonight at midnight, so I hope you're focused on that, and I know we've got a lot of our newer associates that just joined that are focused on that. They're hoping to get one of those tickets drawn, and of course the production points are the top 25, and we've got several of our team members that are in that top 25 group. They're going to Jamaica, as long as someone doesn't come in and trump them today. So hopefully you get enough, cushion yourself well there. But I want to talk about Nashville. Nashville is going to be a great event. It's the next paid incentive trip that Legal Shield's willing to pay. Here's what they pay. They pay for your hotel at the Opryland Hotel. They pay for your flight to get you to Nashville. And I think there's a special meeting you can go to with Grant Cardone or a book signing or something. There's a few other little incentives, but that's the package. To qualify for that, there's several different ways to qualify. You can read the flyer for that, but they've reduced the qualifications. If you're recruiting, it's just 631, where Jamaica was 931, so it's easier to get qualified for the Nashville trip. You don't have to worry about how to qualify, because you have the whole quarter to do it. You have all of April, all of May, and all of June to get all the points necessary to pay for Legal Shield to pay for that trip in September. Here's why it's important to talk about it today. If you're not Performance Club qualified in April, if you don't PC qualify today, if you don't get all those three indicators in your back office to green today, they're not going to pay for your trip. It doesn't matter if you go out in May and June and meet the numbers. You have to Performance Club qualify every month of the qualification quarter. So you have to be PC qualified April, May, and June. If you're not PC qualified in April, doesn't matter what you do. Doesn't matter if you hit the points in May and June, you're not going to get the trip paid for. You can still come to Nashville, but you're going to have to get yourself there and pay for your hotel. Why is that important? Well, there's going to be people that miss Performance Club this month but still hit all the points, and it's like you were so close to a free trip. You were three cells away from a free trip to Nashville. So I'm challenging you to go out, and every person in the sound of my voice today, get Performance Club qualified. We've never seen it more clear in front of us. You log in your Harvard back office and see it right there. If it's zero, there's people that will get that to 180 today, and there's people that will leave it at zero today. I don't understand why some do and some don't, but I'm telling you, you've got a lot on the table. One is the sprint to Jamaica. Two is the trip to Nashville paid for by Legal Shield. They'll write a check. They spend millions of dollars for these trips. They'll write a check for $2, $3 million for everyone's hotel and flight. Get a part of that. Grab your fair share of that. It's free money. And all you got to do is get that Performance Club points to 180, make sure your retention's there, which most of us are fine on that, and then make sure your Legal Shield Advantage is active. And you can check your Legal Shield back office, and if it's active there, go with that. Don't go with ours. Ours is a little off, just missing some data on the reports that we download from Legal Shield. So I challenge you to go get Performance Club qualified today. There's some great training under the individual sales training in the back office that you can check out that will give you ideas of places to go, ways to use your HRMC plans website, how to close the sales. All of that information is right under individual sales training. One more tip I just want to share is we've added a new report in the AMS. I love this. This is probably one of my favorite additions that we've ever had. It was inspired by this data that we're now receiving from Legal Shield, and it's called View Associates. And when you click, I'm talking to team builders here, when you click on your View Associates, check this out. It shows you all of your associates in your entire organization, not just personally recruited, but your entire team shows up there. And it shows all their PC points, all of their membership retention numbers, green or red, all of their Legal Shield Advantage, yes or no. All of that data now is available to you for all of your team. And when you click on the view of that, it takes you, there's a new, it's not finished yet, but there's a new tab called counters, and you'll be able to see their entire counters for their recruiting and production counters as well. So again, we're really committed to getting you the information in front of you, but just that report alone, just the view page of View Associates will help you today. Look down through there, look at who on your team is still in the red on their points, call them up and let's get them to green before midnight tonight, Central Time. Everything needs to be in, and let's close out the month of April in a big way and make it happen. And with that, Mike, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Well, fantastic. I just am so excited about, it sounds weird to say I'm excited about a report because that's typically not something that you get really excited about. But when you understand the difference that a report, the difference that access to information can make in building your business, it is worth getting excited about. And Mark, again, we appreciate all of those who were involved from conception to rolling that out in those ideas to make that information more accessible both to all agents on their personal production, their personal points, then personal retention, and then also to people that are recruiting and building a team as well. Leaders in our business to be able to have that information for their team, I just think is absolutely fantastic. I know that Mark talked about Jamaica, and remember, this Sprint to Jamaica contest is still happening right now, and you've got till the end of today to take advantage of that, and I hope you do. It's pretty fun to me to look at the leaderboard on that Sprint to Jamaica. Legal Shield has done a good job of coming out with a leaderboard, at least on the recruiting side, every day they've released, and their most recent one this morning they've released, and it's great to see Harvard agents on that leaderboard, going to win that trip, and that's, I'm telling you, that's those are people who are serious, who are saying, okay, I've got a carrot out in front of me, I'm going to go chase it, I'm going to go get it, and it'll be worth it, I'm telling you. I registered last week for that Jamaica trip, which, by the way, if you won the Jamaica trip originally and you have not registered yet, today is the deadline to do that. So I hope that everyone has registered, but just in case there, because I know that we had a lot of people that won the Jamaica trip in the initial giveaway, and remember that today is the day to register. But as I was registering last week for that, I mean, it's such an incredible trip. 5 days, 4 nights at a 5-star resort in Jamaica, and we're all going. I'm telling you, it's going to be so fun. Not only are they doing that, they're paying your airfare, there and back. They're paying for all your food because it's an all-inclusive resort, and they're giving you, $100 or $150 on a gift card to help with any kind of, luggage expenses or anything like that. And for the first time ever, they're paying for an excursion as well. So when you go and register, you have a chance to kind of pick your excursion. And I mean, there's a day-long trip out to a waterfall. There's snorkeling. There's a day in the spa. I mean, I'm telling you, this is going to be the best trip that we've ever taken. And some of you are taking that really seriously. And some of you may have missed the initial trip, but you're taking it seriously now with this Sprint to Jamaica contest. But again, that all ends today. You will not hear us talk a whole lot on next week's call about the Jamaica trip. Not that we won't be excited, because those who have won it will be excited, but the opportunity for everyone else will be gone. So it'll just be those who won it that are going to go. But you're hearing us talk about it today, and you're hearing us talk about Performance Club today, because you still have time to go do something about it. So I encourage you to, again, as Mark said, log into your back office, go to harborbenefits.com, click on Agent Access, log in, and just look at those numbers. Are all three of those factors green? And especially the top two, and especially the top, your points for the month, is it a green number or is it a red number? That's what you need to be looking at right now. And if it's a red number, you can make two choices. You can decide, one, not to do anything about it and just sit back and let life come to you as it comes, and it's not going to be the life that you want for yourself, but that's your choice. Or two, you can be a winner and choose to do something about it. And that's who we're talking to this morning, people that are deciding to do something about it. And I realize that many of you have a green number there. Many of you have already made that decision this month, but I'm talking to those of you with a red number, because if we can get a handful of you to change that number from red to green, it's worth spending time on it this morning. And I believe that there are more than a handful out there that are capable and willing to do that. Just a couple other quick announcements. Again, our text service has changed. I know many of you have already signed up for the new text service, but after today, the old text service will not work anymore. So just make sure that you have texted follow space HRMC news to 40404. I'll say that one more time. I know it's in our back office and on the Facebook page as well. But again, follow space HRMC news, all one word, to 40404. And that'll sign you up for the new text reminders that are already working. Those are already going out. It's just that the old one will not work after today. So we want to make sure that everybody is signed up for that. On the recognition or on the Jamaica trip, if you have any questions about that, you can always email recognition@legalshieldcorp.com. They're very responsive and willing to help. So we are, again, just excited, folks. It's the last day of the month. Typically, as leaders of a sales organization, we would not want to take time out of the last day of the month when people are trying to write business, when people are trying to qualify for different things. And, you know, we talk a lot about Performance Club. I know we got a lot of people who are qualifying for senior director with their 25 sales for the month. We have a lot of people that are qualifying for executive director, 50 organizational sales this month, and they're getting those numbers in. They're making sure that everything is set. And again, you know, a lot of times you would think that leaders of a sales organization would not want to take people out of the field or away from focusing on production for an hour on the morning of the last day of the month. And you know what? In some cases, I might agree with you, but not today. Not when you and I have the chance to listen to one of Harvard Risk Management's top producers, an individual who's for the last 2 months written over 150 sales in a month, each month. Now listen, it's one thing to say we need 180 points in a month. That's not 180 sales. This gentleman has written nearly 180 sales, over 150 sales for the last 2 months, qualifying for platinum executive director based on his own production. He is a $150,000 ring earner from Legal Shield, meaning that he earns over $150,000 every year, or at least in a 12-month period from Legal Shield. But I know that that's not going to continue, because he's knocking on the door of $200,000 a year. He'll be getting that ring very shortly, and we're excited to recognize him for that. He is one of our top producers, our top leaders, and frankly, one of our top trainers. Every time I have the chance to listen to Mr. Adam Thompson train, I'm sitting there with my notepad ready to take notes, because he shares such real ideas, and his what he shares has such exceptional value, because it's it comes from experience. It comes from him being out in the field doing what you and I do every day. He's not one to talk about a lot of theory and stuff. You know, not that theory can't be good, but his is based on real hard evidence of what he's seen and what he's learned and what he has also gained through personal development. And Mr. Adam Thompson is one of the biggest fans and proponents of personal development that I've ever met, not just telling other people to do it, but doing it himself, reading the books, listening to the audios, attending the live seminars, and I know that he has grown individually dramatically because of that and as a result of that. So without further ado, we are so grateful to have Mr. Adam Thompson live on the call this morning. And Adam, thank you very much for joining us. We are looking forward to your training, and I will turn the call over to you, my friend.
Absolutely. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much to Mr. Mark Riches, Mike Riches, and hopefully we'll get to hear from Jim Tanner, if not today, maybe on our Thursday leadership call. Three gentlemen that between them are now earning over $1 million every year in their Legal Shield business. And it's just a matter of time before we all can achieve greatness. A good friend of mine, Mr. Josh Riches, recently loaned me a Grant Cardone book. And as we move to Nashville, as we get toward Nashville, we want to learn as much about Grant Cardone as we can. We want to, what I call my tip of the day from GC, right? He always refers to himself as GC. The tip of the day from Grant Cardone before we get started, everyone, is to stay broke. I know that sounds silly. I just spoke about $1 million. We have a phenomenal opportunity with Legal Shield and Harvard Risk Management to earn huge sums of money. But Grant Cardone simply says to stay broke. It's something I learned in a different way years and years ago when I was managing restaurants. My old boss's boss's boss said, hey, I'm going to give you, you know, a 50-cent raise or whatever, but why don't you go ahead and pretend like I didn't give you that raise? So when Grant Cardone teaches us to stay broke, he's saying no matter how much you make, set it back and pretend like you're still making that same amount. As you invest it, he said, and I woke up in 30 years. I was broke and broke and broke, and even though I was making millions, I felt, you know, pretending I was broke. I woke up in 30 years, Grant Cardone said, and I had more money than I even knew how to spend. The same guy that, you know, that owns his own jet and that type of thing. So that's the tip of the day from Grant Cardone, is to stay broke. As we start off today, and thank you again so much for letting me do this training, I want to talk about spaced repetition. Some of you have heard, or let me back up, some of you will hear this today for the first time. I'm so excited. We've got Mr. and Mrs. Clay and Maria Lancaster, brand new folks on our team. They're hearing this for the first time today, and some of you are hearing it for, you know, maybe two times, and some of you are just hearing it too many times. Some of my friends that have been in Harvard for a long time are going to hear some of the things I've said today. You've heard them before, but I got up a little earlier, folks. I worked a little harder last night, and I prepped for this call more than I've ever done before, and I'm so proud. I want you to understand first that you don't have to wonder if it's out there, because it is out there. You just have to find it. Some of the things I'm going to try to talk about today are how I found it. The great Scott Brooks told me two words. He said, Adam, just believe. Right? He said, I believe. And at the end of the day, when we believe there's a way, we'll find the way. I'm reading a book right now, an older book called The Psychology of Winning, and he talks about, a lot of us have heard the subconscious mind and the conscious, and he broke it down even simpler. I'm sorry, I don't remember the author's name. I'll get it someday, but The Psychology of Winning is the book. But he talked about a robot and a judge, the robot being your subconscious, you know, mind, of course, and the judge being your conscious mind. And one would think in a slave mentality that the hierarchy is going to, you know, dominate the other, but not in this scenario. He talked about the robot. For example, a torpedo fired from a submarine. It can be, a homing torpedo can be programmed to search for its target. It can be programmed to search for and adjust its target as it sees necessary and will not stop until it hits the target. Me being one of the most positive people I know, I want to pause right there and actually bring up some negative things, but on purpose. All right, we talked about not stopping. So many of us are positive people. We read positive things. We listen to positive audios. But I want to give you just really fast a few reasons why people quit. One of those reasons is they don't see the results fast enough, right? I told you that torpedo can keep going or will keep going until it hits its result. But keep in mind, this is the last day of the month. There are people starting their business, just like Mark and Mike said, people starting their business today that will hit their Performance Club points, that will find a way to get to Jamaica. And I'm not talking about buying your own ticket and hanging out with your buddies. They're going to win a Jamaica trip. They're going to find a way, right? What was it, Jurassic Park? Nature will find a way. A good, solid work ethic. Someone who's gone through their Harvard training that follows the Legal Shield and Harvard systems will find a way. All right? Let me just jump back off my negative stuff, but I want you to hear this really fast. It's very important. I saw some statistics. It said 92% of the people don't achieve their goals. Only 6% of people reach their childhood dreams. And my wife has taught me, if she's taught me once, it's 100 times, how about having some childlike faith to help with those dreams, right? 53% of the people give up on the American dream. Well, Jim Rohn said it recently. One of the few things that I've heard are newer of his, because I try to submerge and immerse myself in all of Jim Rohn's teachings and his audios, his books, everything else. But he said there's an American dream, but there's no Russian dream, there's no Italian dream, there's no Irish dream, there's no Japanese dream. It's just the American dream, right? And if 53% of people give up on that American dream, there's got to be some reasons. Reasons like, oh, it's too difficult, or I was distracted, or I'm afraid of the work, or I don't have the discipline, I don't have my, I call it stick-to-itiveness, right, or the tenacity. I'm just going to give up, right? That's the wrong answer, folks. You're bored with the repetition of the daily grind? Nobody says it better than Jeremy Jordan. He's all over Facebook, always talking about rise and grind, rise and grind. Thanks, Jeremy. Right? You've got to grind. You've got to do the boring little stuff so that one day you hit the big payday. Alicia and I had some boring days the last few weeks. But a few days ago, we made over $5,000. The next day, over $1,500. The next day, over $1,500. Because we did the little boring stuff, right? We are so thankful and grateful for this opportunity. And I want to segue that with something that has really helped me. Got my notes here. Hang on. You're running across YouTube like I am, and you find these things, and some work and some don't. But I found something about 4 years ago that I've stuck with it. I use it on a daily basis. I'm absolutely going to read to you for a moment because I believe in this so much. This is something that when we need that sensory experience, right, when we need that, even though it doesn't exist, we need to claim it and call it and speak it into existence kind of feeling, because that's how these things work, right? The acronym is FEAR, which is ironic, but it's the F-E-A-R, the focus, right, or your goal or what you're trying to achieve. The E is the emotion. You have to create an emotional experience with that. Then you take the action, which is, of course, the hard part, but then you get the result. So focusing on that E, the emotion, we have to create that sensory experience. And something that's helped me is an audio that I'll ask Mark or someone in the home office how to post it later. I want you to hear this. This is so important to my daily life. And we all know, those of us that are Christians, we know not to love money, but we also know that money helps. It's right up there next to breathing, as they say. So this is something that's helped create a sensory experience for me about money. And it's as follows. I am receiving money now. I am ready, willing, and able to receive money now. My heart is open. My spirit is alive. I feel rich. I'm grateful for everything that I already have and for all that I receive now. I have more than enough. I am a money magnet. I attract money now. I have what I need, more than enough. I relax in order to receive. I focus on receiving, not the needing. What I receive exceeds my wildest dreams, and that's true, folks. It really has. Money now comes to me from unexpected sources. any of us ever woke up and we have a deposit in our Legal Shield account that we didn't expect. How about that, right? I'm grateful and I use money wisely. I know how to multiply that which I receive. All my bills are paid with a wonderful ease. There is always a surplus in my financial affairs. God's bounty is mine to enjoy. I share my good fortune with others. I spend money gracefully. I appreciate all the things that money can buy. I enjoy the finer things and new experiences. I'm eager to meet all the new people as money broadens my horizons. I use my time as wisely as I use my money. So there's always more than enough of both for all. Lastly, I see abundance everywhere I turn. Abundance shines its light on me. I'm a rich child of a loving universe. I live in the richest time in history, where money circulates faster and farther, than ever before. Money now circulates to me and my family faster than ever before. Money flows like a swollen river, and I use the energy of money to generate more life for others. I'm open to new opportunities and receive money right now. I receive money in ways I never thought possible. I create more opportunity and circulation than ever before. I understand how to store and track all the money that comes to me now. Right? Let me pause there for a moment. It's not about what we make. It's not about the rings that we earn. It's about what we keep. Don't ever get that twisted. Hold on to everything you can. I'm happy to receive. I'm delighted to teach others by word and example. I can see myself receiving without even having to open my eyes. That right there is maybe a 2 or 3 minute thing that I play on a daily basis. And again, I'll get the YouTube link sent out to anybody who wants it. Feel free to text me, email me, whatever. That's something that I personally attribute to keeping that sensory experience on a daily basis to me. There are very, very hard days in this business. There are mind-blowing, crying out of gratitude, can't see to drive because of the tears road, happy days, but there are absolutely rough days. One of the things that I've done recently is finish an amazing book by a guy named Brendan Burchard. He's one of the most quoted personal development new people, in my opinion, in history. He's a very young man, but he is a high-performance coach. The book itself is actually called, I think it's a seventh book, it's called High Performance Habits. Some of you may have even run across this. I don't know a lot about YouTube, but Facebook, but I've seen things where you can click. It might be one of those, trick things where it makes you click on stuff all the time, but I've seen something where you can click here and get the free book. It might be one of those, traps. I don't know, just be wary, but I personally bought the book myself, the hardcover and the Audible. In fact, I wanted to share something about Paul J. Meyer, who I just recently learned a bit about. If my information is correct, Paul J. Meyer was one of the earliest billionaires in America. He was involved and or started or was CEO, something to that effect, of 42 companies. And I was so proud and so happy to realize that after 90 days of research, and some of you know him personally, but after 90 days of research, he couldn't find a single thing wrong with one other company, and he decided to get in already when he was a billionaire. And with this company, he made millions. It's a little company called Legal Shield, what you may know as Harvard Risk Management. But I was so proud to learn that Paul J. Meyer was maybe the pioneer, I think, of putting books on audio, which has absolutely changed my life. There's a lot of services out there. I don't get paid for this, but I personally recommend Audible. It has worked for me. I'm never going to give you theory that I haven't tested myself. And I spoke about Brendan Burchard because a couple of the things that Brendan really brought to light for Alicia and I, or Alicia and me, the six habits, or rather the high-performance habits, there's six, and I'm going to touch on a couple of them right here. Number one is to seek clarity. He says, determine the feeling you're after, which goes right in line with our sensory experience, basically writing out the person you want to become. I'll always remember Mark Riches taught me to, he said, Adam, who do you want to be at the end of this year? He called a December 31st statement. and I heard Jamie Doucette and all these great people, Mike Bakken, always train on this, and it really hit home. I think I'm a little thick-headed. I'm not as sharp as the other tools and all that, but I make up in effort and in activity what I lack in brains and all that. So I'm never afraid to work, and eventually I get it, and it's starting to click now, and these are a couple of the things that have helped me click lately. Seeking clarity. Under seeking clarity, it says, determine the feeling you're after. Ask yourself frequently, what is the primary feeling I want to bring to this situation? What's the primary feeling I want to get from this situation? Don't wait for emotions to land on you. Choose. This is so important. Such an important word. The pregnant pause there from Mike Ridges. Choose and cultivate the feelings you want to experience. You get to be the decider, if you will. Habit number two is to generate energy. From there, we talk about bringing the joy. Brennan says, be responsible for the energy you bring to each day. I've been working on something the last 90 days. It's my own little 90-day run, if you know that verbiage there. Every time someone asks me how I'm doing, I say happy. And most of the time I feel that way, or maybe I'm just tricking myself. But occasionally, like when I slam my finger in the car door and I've got a black fingernail for 4 months, or if I stub my toe or anything like that, if I don't do well in an enrollment, I'm not happy. But I've conditioned myself to respond, because in my heart of hearts, I believe there's so much negativity in the world that the last thing anyone needs to hear out of me is more, oh, well, you know how it is. It's Monday. That's the wrong answer. How dare you to bring somebody else even further down than they already are? If you're hearing my voice right now, if you're part of this team, you've been chosen. And I'm deadly serious right there. You've been chosen to make a difference. They always ask us what our why is. Your whys will change. A good friend of mine named Jim Tanner had a real long heart-to-heart with me recently, and we found out that my why is my how. How, as in help others win. Honor our women, right? You fill in anything you want there, but to help others win, to be the difference in somebody's life. So the last thing you need to be doing is bringing anything other than joy. Don't tell somebody how much money you don't have. Don't tell somebody you're broke. Don't tell somebody that you just can't figure this out. Ask for help, sure. But if you're not contributing, if you're not part of the solution, keep it to yourself. You bring the joy, and you find a way. You pray it out, think it out, meditate it out. Get yourself good and happy, and then get out there. And then here's a little free tip. Make sure you're never making a decision maker phone call unless you already brought the joy. You cooked your spouse a breakfast. You took your dog on a walk. You did your exercise. You had your time. You made your day start right. Only then are you allowed to be on a phone as a Harvard Risk Management agent. Don't ever get on a phone unless you're real happy that you're doing it. Sure, the phone weighs 1,000 pounds, as Dave Paperno taught us, but you can pick it up and build that muscle, and pretty soon you can do a lot more than you ever thought you could. Habit three talks about raising necessity. This is, I would say this stuck with me more than anything in the whole book. It really showed me that it's not about me. It simply says, know who needs your A game. If you haven't taken a note, or if I'm speaking too quickly, I'm stopping there on purpose. Know who needs your A game. You cannot become extraordinary without a sense that it's absolutely necessary to excel. You don't have a choice here. You've got to do this. You've got to do this for your family. You've got to do it for yourself. You've got to do it for the people that flicked your ears when you were 8 years old and you cried, and they didn't call it bullying back then, but you just didn't like school because you weren't very good at being a kid, right? Maybe you got fired. Maybe you got cheated on. Maybe any of these things happened in your life. You've got to excel. You've got to be the best you can be. Terry Savelle Foy says, we're not supposed to be perfect, but we are supposed to be excellent. Excellence is simply the best you can be. And yes, I'm talking to you. No, really, you. You've got to be the best you can be for yourself and for others. And from now on, whenever you sit down at your desk, you simply ask, who needs my A game the most right now? What about my identity and my external obligations makes it imperative for me to deliver 100% today? The last habit I want to touch on, it's not the whole book. I'm giving you a little teaser here, a little trailer, movie trailer. It's habit number six called demonstrating courage. This goes right along with our noble cause, I think. It's called Find Someone to Fight For. We need a noble cause to rise for. Brent says, high performers tend to make that cause just one person. They want to fight for that person so they can have a safe and improved, better quality of life. Lastly, you'll do more for others than you'll ever do for yourself. Earl Nightingale says, success, I'm doing this from memory, let me make sure I've got this, success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal or worthy goal. Earl taught us that our rewards in life will always be in exact proportion to our service and contribution. Sure, you've got to keep an open mind, but you've got to keep a focused mind. You have to know, and I want to finish with this though, you have to know what you want. It's Monday. It's the last day of the month. You've got a lot of work to do maybe today. Don't even think about giving up. Don't even think, well, I'll do it in May. That's the wrong answer. You won't be able to sleep good tonight if you don't give it your every ounce you can today. You're all, as they say. I get tickled. We say that in the country. I laugh a little bit when people say, I gave it 130%. Well, I'm a realist. I say, just give it everything you've got. Give it everything you've got. Keep your head down today at 11:59 when you're still allowed to be putting sales in on certain aspects of what we've got here with Legal Shield. And at 4:59 when you're allowed to put in your last upload on paper. And if you can give somebody your Legal Shield or Harvard Risk Management website when it's the right time, make sure your head is down the entire day today. Make sure you're focused on Performance Club. Alicia and I are working on our Platinum World. We're working on being Platinum 12 months in a row, 24, 36, 48. In 5 years from now, we're working on a $1 million cash deposit in a single day from Legal Shield. I never got the privilege to meet Mr. Stonecipher, the founder of our great parent company. But I heard something recently at the Super Saturday. He said, we got an account. He'd say, young man, we've got an account over there in Ada at the home office with $30 or $40 million in it. If you send me an application, I'll give you some of it, right? Your job today is to give Mr. Stonecipher and Legal Shield and your family and your community and the people that maybe a stranger you met this weekend to give an application of theirs to Mr. Stonecipher and get a little bit of that money. You have the right, and you have the privilege. You're supposed to succeed. This is what I was chosen to do, and it might be for you too. You owe it to yourself to figure this out. Don't even think about giving up. Some of you haven't even really gotten started yet. But this is where it is. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is your time. It's today. It's right now. As soon as Mike and Mark and everyone else are finished with us, hang up that phone, crack your knuckles, and run. Mike, I'll give it back to you. Thanks so much.
Fantastic training, Adam. Thank you so much for sharing that. And such again, practical and real information that is helpful, not only moving forward, but right now today and in closing out the month and certainly as we get into May and moving forward as well. Thank you again for sharing that and for preparing so well. I always enjoy hearing from you, and I know our agents feel the same way. Folks, I want to take just a minute here at the close of our call to talk to those of you who are getting into your back office, and we've had a lot of folks who have logged in during the call this morning, which I love to see. That means that you're listening and paying attention. And if you got into your back office and you're seeing a number there in your Performance Club, but it's not green. So I want to talk to those of you that have a red number here for a little bit, because what I'm about to share with you is going to help you get that number green before the end of the day today. And I want to review with you, again, some ways that you can accumulate points today. Because, again, points are typically just generated based on the dollar amount that you sell. So, as Mark Rich has said earlier in the call, 180 points are generated from writing $180 in premium, for lack of a better word, in a month's time. So if you sold 49.90 plans and you sold four of them, that would generate 50 points each. That's a total of 200 points. So let's just say that I open up right now and I'm at 80 points for the month, okay? And there's no purpose, there's no sense right now in beating myself up for being at 80, because I can sit and sulk and moan and groan all day and regret and say, oh man, why didn't I take that more seriously? Let people do that tomorrow, because tomorrow is going to be too late to do anything about it. There's no time to feel sorry for myself today if I'm not at 180 points. I've got to go change that today. What's the best way for me to get from 80 to 180? And for that matter, from 100 to 180, or from 20 to 180, or from 0 to 180 today? What is the best way to make that happen? And one is obviously let's go sell some memberships. Remember, a $49.90 membership generates 50 points. So worst case, I could go sell 4 of those today and be done. There are some other ways to generate points, however. One of the best is by recruiting a Legal Shield associate. And if I go to a Legal Shield associate, someone that I put in the Legal Shield system, today, that's going to generate an additional 80 points. Now, there are some rules about that. That Legal Shield associate does have to have a membership. In a licensed state, it could be an identity theft membership, but in a non-licensed state, it has to be a legal plan. So that new associate has to have a membership, and it has to be a new membership, meaning that if it's over 90 days ago that that person signed up for a membership, it's not going to generate those 80 points. I hope that you're following me here. So let's go back to my scenario. I look at that this morning. It's 10 o'clock Central Time, and I say, you know what? Okay, I've got 80 points. I need 100 points. Here's all I have to do. Find one person. One person today, and if I sold them a legal plan for $24.95, that would generate 25 points. And if I recruit them into the business, now that's there is a $99 fee on that. I could pay that $99 fee, or they could pay that $99 fee. The membership, really, they need to pay, unless it's an immediate family member. If it was a son or a daughter or a parent or a brother or a sister, I could actually buy their membership as well. But the membership, typically, that other person has to pay. But the $99 associate fee for Legal Shield, I could pay that, or they could. But if I found one person and wrote them a legal plan for $24.95 and put them in as a Legal Shield associate, that would generate 105 points, 25 plus 80, 105 points, and I would go from 80 to 185, and I'd be Performance Club qualified for the month of April. So I want to break this down because, folks, let's not make this harder than it has to be, okay? So again, maybe I go out today. If I'm at zero, maybe I go out today and find 4 people to sign up for a $49.90 membership. I assure you there will be thousands of memberships sold today. I'm not saying go sell 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000. I'm saying go sell 4 of those. Even if you're at zero, if you're brand new and you've never sold a thing, that would put you over 180 for the month. Or if you mix in there an associate or two, then that's kind of, I don't know if it's a shortcut, but to me I kind of look at it that way as a shortcut to make sure that that I get over my point requirement for the month. Okay, now let's talk about deadlines. And this is in the HRMC agent back office. I know Lynn Geiswhite posted this last week, I believe it was, and we can repost that this morning. But the April processing deadlines are there. But just to recap, because it's very simple, you've got until 4:59 tonight for any uploaded business. And any reinstatements. If someone had a membership in the past, the deadline on that is 4:59 p.m. Or 11:59 p.m. if you process that through your Legal Shield back office. So when you log into your associate's only back office, there's a link there that says Submit Application. You can click on that, process a membership right there. You've got till 11:59 p.m. tonight. Those are all Central Time, to get that application processed through your Legal Shield back office. Another deadline, 11:59 p.m., is any Legal Shield at Work business. And remember the promotion that if you do at least 10 of those from the middle of March through the end of April, they were going to pay you an additional, I think it was $5, maybe 10, but anyway, a little bonus on every one of those that you put through Legal Shield at Work. But here's today why Legal Shield at Work is great, because you've got until 11:59. So if one of my accounts, if I get a payroll deduction application from one of my accounts that I can do on Legal Shield at Work, I can process that until 11:59 p.m. tonight, Central Time. So those are your deadlines. That's what you've got to kind of look at and make sure that you're on top of. But, folks, listen, let's get it done. Go find one person. Go find a couple people. Go, you know, find whatever it is that you need to find. If I'm at zero and I find two people that buy a legal plan each and become a Legal Shield associate each, there you go. I'm over 180 points because that's 210 points. I'm over my 180 for the month. And I can do that right now today. So I echo what Adam said, because he spoke to some of you who have said, well, I'll do that in May. And I'm telling you, quit putting off to tomorrow, until tomorrow, what you really need to do today. You can make all the excuses in the world, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they're good excuses. It doesn't matter if they're bad excuses. It doesn't matter if they're stupid excuses. Any excuse that keeps you from doing that today accomplishes the same effect. It doesn't matter if it's good, a good excuse or not. So you got to get rid of all that. That's what John Addison calls stinking thinking. All of that is stinking thinking. That you've got to get rid of the excuses, get rid of the putting it off, and just say, okay, I'm going to go get it done. And once you make that decision, then the how-tos tend to take care of themselves. And I'm giving you some how-tos right now today on the call that you can go get done today. Those are not typical deadlines. Those are the last day of the month deadlines that Legal Shield puts out there, because they know that there are people every month at the last day that are getting business in, and they want to give you every chance to be able to do that and have it count for this month. So again, you've got to make that decision. You've got to say, okay, I'm going to get it done. It doesn't matter what the number is. If it's a red number today, you've got some work to do. And you've got, more importantly, a decision to make that you're going to turn that into a green number before the end of the day. And again, I'm speaking to those of you that are in that situation, so let's get it done. Again, we want to thank all of those who participated in the call this morning, all of you who are listening in, all of you who are brand new agents, and again, you're in a great spot right now, a great place, because you've got some action that you can take right now today to get your business started in the right way. A big thank you and much gratitude to Mr. Adam Thompson for sharing such an exceptional training this morning. Thank you also to Mr. Mark Riches for sharing that great news about the new information that's available through your Harvard Risk Management back office. We thank all of you again for participating in the call. Remember, our other calls that are coming up this week, our leadership call this Thursday at 7, and our employee benefits roundtable call this Monday morning at 9 o'clock a.m., all of those Central Time. We look forward to having you join us on those calls as well. God bless every one of you. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon.